Blog Talk Radio.
Malone Pipeline is now on air and ready to take your calls. In 3, 2, 1. With DJ Malone, Lance Johnson, DJ Willie T, and the rest of DMP family. Call right now. Right now. 773-897-3976. It's easy. Just say name and state you are calling from, and you will be logged right into the convo. Get ready to have some fun.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, DJ Malone. And you guys have to slap me on the wrist for that, because I'm going to be honest with you. That's the old intro of Malone's Pipeline, which was a series that I did a couple months ago. Well, not even a couple, but, you know, you guys know how it is. But this is the hot seat. This is where I interview the hottest and craziest, but realest people in the world, actors, comedians, artists. Tonight, well, today really is no different, man. I got somebody special for you. What we're going to do, we're going to come right back. We're going to play a joint, and when we come right back, he's going to come on, and he's going to tell us what he's about. It's your boy, DJ Malone. Let's go.
Save voice message. Got a beat for you, but you can't have it unless you come on to open. So tell DJ quick, we can get that beat open, okay? Alright, holla back at you. We got it like this for more of a way, back in the black Cadillac, park you back in the track, man.
Count the booth, but now you wanna come up in my face talking raspy shit.
Age don't count the booth,
so tell me why you all up in my face trying to ask me shit.
Age don't count the booth,
but now you wanna come up in my face talking raspy shit.
Age don't count the booth, in the throat they submerged in the fountain of youth.
I see him yapping on low, but
oh man, we're back, people, on the hot seat with DJ Malone, man. I'm just going to tell you guys this. I don't get to interview a lot of people who are from out of the country. And it's an honor whenever they come on, because I like to hear different things. I like to see where people are going in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have a very special guest, Carlin James. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just over here, you know, happy to be alive and blessed, just doing this music thing.
Definitely, man, definitely. I want my listeners to get to know about you and, you know, who you are and what you're about. First and foremost, tell us who Carlin James is, where you come from, and what do you
do? Yeah, well, so pretty much my name is Carlin James, you know. Like, my stage name is also, you know, my real name. I decided, you know, I used to go by the name of Icon, and I think about a couple of years ago, I decided that, you know what, it's going to be no gimmicks. It's going to be, you know, just real music, real people doing, you know, real movements. And so pretty much, you know, I've been making music since I was about 12. And I think around 19, I went to university. And, you know, I went to university. I took communications and business just so I got a better how the industry works and how music and how to really, you know, pull people into the craft and the things I'm trying to do. So I think about 3 years ago, me and a guy named Jag, who, you know, ended up becoming, you know, my in-house producer, we sat down, you know, and we played the tracks, we played some beats, and you know, we decided that, you know, we got some real talent, we can do real things with this. So, you know, combined with, you know, myself, my producer Jag, and, you know, now we eventually brought the investor and manager on board, AJ, you know, I think we really got, you know, a good shot to create good music that, you know, people will really listen to and feel.
Yeah, I like it. Now, well, describe your sound. How would you describe your type of sound?
I would describe my sound as, you know, storyteller. I'm a really good storyteller, but at the same time, I like to use relevant sounds. So I don't want to, you know, be storytelling it, and I'm using something that was hot in the 90s. So right now, especially, I would say that, you know, it's like a combination of the Toronto sound mixed with Atlanta, mixed with, to be honest with you, a little bit of East Coast, right? My storytelling ability.
Oh, wow.
And also the ability to, you know, really keep it simple at times, but still add those elements that make songs good.
Oh, wow. That's crazy, man. I like that. I like that, man. I'm excited to hear, man. I'm excited. I heard already one of the joints, Cabana. I apologize if I mispronounced that.
No, it's Cabana. Yeah, exactly.
So to tell us about Cabana before we get into it. What inspired it? You know, everything. Tell us about it.
So pretty much Cabana was, you know, a track that I kind of was, to be honest with you, I was kind of fooling around, you know. I was in the stages and I was still trying to find my sound. We were experimenting with different kind of melodies and beats and so on and so forth. And, you know, I ended up hearing this beat from my producer Jag, and I was really feeling it. So, you know, I was in the studio just messing around, and we ended up releasing the track. And, you know, it got really good feedback, you know, like locally and, you know, people around the world, even when we went to Atlanta and so forth, they were really feeling that track. So that ended up being kind of the first song in terms of the sound we were going for this particular EP that's coming out. And, yeah, man, so the song pretty much is just about, you know, a girl that we met at Cabana. And Cabana, you know, Cabana is obviously a summer feel. It's one of those, you know, little tents that you would see at a, you know, like a day club or so on and so forth. And, you know, just a storytelling track revolving around, you know, a girl I met at Cabana and her lifestyle.
Definitely, man. And this is the joint that you're going to be performing at the Urban Music Festival on October the 4th, correct?
Exactly.
We're going to get into that
October
right 4th. After this song.
Okay, sounds good.
But That's major right there, man. Let's go ahead and get into the first joint right here. Cabana, people, you want to introduce it real quick, man?
Yeah. This is, you know, the first single off the EP, The Other Way Around, coming out soon. This is Carlin James Cabana.
She's too
when he met Eric Cabana, people. Oh, man, that's a joint.
Yeah.
I see with DJ Malone. Call James, man. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
Now, that's a nice joint. That's a nice joint right there, man. I like that.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
that. I like the feel of it. Like, that's kind of like one of them car riding songs, but at the same time, I can
hear
that, like, in a lounge. You know what? I can see that on Power.
Yeah, for real. Definitely,
man. And you're going to be performing this at the Urban Music Festival on October the 4th in Toronto, man. Tell us about this opportunity, because this is going to be something big. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, this is, I would say, my first performance for this actual EP. So, you know, we've got to start it off right. This is, you know, a real good, opportunity for all up-and-coming artists, especially, I know some Canadian guys who may not be familiar with out there, but Car Wolf and, you know, Pitbull. Pitbull has an artist who's performing there, and some Canadian, you know, artists like J.D. Era and so forth. So, you know, it's a great experience. And, you know, Toronto is an industry that's really, really taken off as of late. You know, of course, you know, the whole success with OVO and so on and so forth. So now that, you know, I think if anything, now is a perfect time for, you know, Toronto to make their you know, the emergence into, you know, a hip-hop powerhouse in terms of the city. So it's going to be a great opportunity.
Definitely. Do you think a lot of times people sleep on, like when you think of hip-hop, you know, hip-hop is everywhere now. But do you think when it comes down to it, the mainstream is just really just focused on, I'm not going to say America, but it's really just focused on these certain people, and then everybody else is kind of like faded off somewhere. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I feel like, you know, it's kind of like, I feel like it's kind of like any business, right? You know, there's the top dogs, and I feel that, you know, their campaigns are working hard to make sure that the spotlight stays on them, and, you know, some other up-and-comers can't really take the shine. So, you know, it's one of those things where now we have the internet where you can't really keep people out. I guess you could to a certain extent, but, you know, if people are feeling it online, it's going to blow up, and, you know, these people will have the chances nowadays. So, you know, I do think that in terms of radio and so on and so forth, there's a handful of people who are getting, you know, more promo than others. But I feel like, you know, the internet is, you know, able to change the way that, you know, the music game works.
Definitely, man. I like that. Who would you like to work with? If you could work with anybody, who would you like to work with?
If I could work with anybody, in terms of artists, it would have to be, I would say, you know, Kanye West. You know, that's one of the people, you know, I grew up listening to. Kanye West, you know, of course, the Drakes. And in terms of producers, I'm really feeling, you know, Hit-Boy. Hit-Boy's a producer. I really like his sound. So, yeah.
Okay, definitely, man. Now, what's a good studio day for you? Like, what would you consider a good studio day? Something that you know, you went to the studio and it was just really good. What would you consider that?
A good studio day for me would be me going to the studio with an idea in my head of what I'd want it to sound like.
Definitely. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Oh, one second.
Can you hear me?
Connect the call. Yeah, hold on 1 second.
As they get situated, people, we're going to come right back. Your boy DJ Malone, when they come back, we're gonna get back with more. Oh, Carlton James, here we go.
Ever wanted something so bad that you do anything to have it, leaving the people who went about it in the past and breaking bad habits to allow it to happen. Concentrated, crafted like creation from the hands of a God's making. When you're able to think and become the thoughts you're chasing, not many can say a thing because you're not mistaken. None of us are, we all human, taught to evolve on dollars moving. We all got dreams for ourselves, but things get complicated when we're locked from movement through the budget. I just want comfort for me and my brothers, and don't want to suffer or struggle for money from working for others. It ain't about luck, even though I got Naptown showing love. I'm from Indiana, and I stand with the independents who run their own business. It's in the blood to do numbers. My fam is standing right next, and the team ain't changed. Cause loyalty to this cause goes far beyond what y'all see on the stage. We self-made. I know this feeling won't be fair.
And we're back, people. We're back on the hot seat, man. Carlton James is in the building, man. We had a, all right. So my question was, what would you consider a good studio day? What's a good studio day?
Yeah. So you know, I think a good studio day for me would be, as I was saying before, you know, going to the studio with something in mind, and just going there and having something that I want to do. And then, you know, just having the engineer, the producer, me working together. And then, you know, it ends up being a track that ends up turning out way better than I expected. And, you know, just hearing them beats in the studio and just you know, working on them vocals. And I guess the ultimate feeling I would like in the studio is just the end of it. You know, just when you finally have that masterpiece track and you know that this is the one. And I think that's a perfect day in the studio for me.
Okay, definitely. I want to get into this other joint that you got right here. I only have it under pay.
Vacation.
Okay, cool. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, Paycation was, you know, I think this track speaks to, you know, anybody who's out in the grind and, you know, they're feeling like they should be somewhere, you know, maybe, you know, on vacation and still getting paid water on vacation. So, you know, I think, so, you know, the chorus goes, I think I need a paycation. So it's kind of like that feeling of grinding 24/7, nonstop, to the point where, you know, you want to be at the point where you can just go somewhere and still get, and still have money coming in as you're taking a vacation or wherever you got to be.
Okay, definitely, man. Well, let's get it in, man. You want to introduce the track?
Yeah, so this is, you know, the second edition, Paycation, off the EP The Other Way Around. So let's get it. Not a penny less for me. Hold on. I think a nigga need a paycation. Good gracious. Grinding all night, I can't take it. When you got dreams, it's so hard to be patient. Dear God, I think a nigga need a paycation. Good gracious. Working all week in the basement. Just to get up out this basement. Give me the cash for the station. Rappers is forcing me. Follow my movement to see that there's more than me. There ain't a rapper alive that can flow with me. There ain't a budget or run that's afforded me. I'm a CEO. Get the cash and check. No BMO. Got the industry on the need to know. My city waiting for me to blow.
Oh, yeah.
All of my niggas at day one, we knew we'd run this shit one day. Saturday, take a vacation, throw up some comments and come back much richer on Monday.
Monday.
Fuck all your parties, keep all your whack invitations. All I need is a paycation.
Walk over time
to
stack up the commas. I
roll
with the president like Mrs. Obama. Yeah. Straight out of Canada, now I'm a starter. I'm Tristan, I'm Wiggins, I'm Owen Vince Carter.
I think a nigga need a paycation. Grinding all night, I can't take it. When you got dreams, it's so hard to be patient. Dear God, I think a nigga need a vacation. Good gracious, working all week.
Be back, people. On the hot seat with DJ Malone, calling James in the building, man. Yo, I gotta
what
say
up,
this,
what
man.
Up.
Your beat selection is crazy.
Appreciate it. That's my producer, Jay.
So, okay, definitely, man. Big shout out to him, man, because I make beats as well, but his samples and the way that he comes with snares and he sets the tone, and I really like that.
Yeah. He's definitely a crazy, producer who's definitely, on the up and coming as well. So big shout out to him.
Definitely. So what can we expect on October the 4th? What can we expect? What kind of show are we getting? Are we getting something cool, just laid back? Are you going to be hyped? What is the feeling?
Oh, man, October 4th, yo, be prepared to see me hype. I'm going to be turnt. I'm going to be up on stage dancing, doing all that. So, first and foremost, I'm going to be entertaining the fans. But secondly, I want to really, showcase my lyrical ability as well as, doing what we do. That's rock out a good show. So that's what you can expect October 4th.
Definitely, man. What do you see yourself in the next 3 years?
Oh, man, next 3 years, I'm trying to make that Forbes list. And, of course,
definitely.
That's high expectations, but, I feel the right people, in the right campaign, I think it's possible. So in the next 3 years, at least at bare minimum, I want to be, known throughout the industry, at least America and Canada.
Definitely. I like that, man. And I see big things. You keep doing what you're doing, man. Things will start happening, man. They already been happening, but things are just going to go up the ladder. Go up. And, it's been a pleasure to have you on here on the hot seat. And, I really do enjoy your music. So that's another thing. I think a lot of times people make music just because they want to just talk about something, but you really have a talent, and just don't ever give up on that.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you having me on the hot seat. And definitely, stay tuned the other way around and check out. And if you're in the Toronto area, check me out October 4th. But thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Definitely, man. Give it a Facebook, Twitter, everything where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Twitter @ Carlin James MG. That's CarlinJamesMG. You can find me on Facebook, just Carlin James. So Carlin James. And you can find me on Instagram @ Carlin James MG. So the same thing as Twitter. Thank you guys so much.
You have a Snapchat?
Oh, you know what? I do. You can find me on Snapchat is Icon, so Ikon, and then Da, and a legend, Legend. And you can also go on my website, www.carlinjamesmusic.com.
Definitely. Well, I mean, because I'm new to the Snapchat world, so I'm trying to figure it out. What's your thoughts on Snapchat?
Honestly, I wasn't a fan of Snapchat at first, but, after, I guess, the latest update, the last few updates, I should say, it's actually, it's a good app, I can't lie, and I feel like nowadays, you got to keep up with so much, social media handles, and things are changing all the time, constantly, so if you're somebody who's an artist, or somebody who's trying to really get people drawn into what you're trying to do, I feel Snapchat's a good app to have.
Okay, so definitely. So it gives the people an insight or a look on who you are.
Yeah, so pretty much Carlin James, 24-year-old MC, out of Toronto, Ontario. My pops is from New York, mom's from Montreal, and I end up in Toronto. So, my music is just, I really, if you're a fan of good hip-hop, good lyrics, good storytelling, and good beats, I feel that, I have that kind of music that you've been looking for. And I feel that, a lot of times you see, people who they may have the backing, but the talent isn't always there. And I feel that, I got that full package. So you can come check me out at www.carlinjamesmusic.com.
Go ahead. If you could, man, give me a drop before we get the hell up out of here. Just say this is calling James, and I'm rocking with DJ Malone on the hot seat.
Hey, what's going on? It's Colin James, and I'm rocking with DJ Malone on the hot seat.
Definitely, man. I appreciate you coming in, man. I appreciate everything, and keep doing you, man. And, you know, I followed you on Facebook and Twitter, so, you know, let's think of you ever coming. I'm in Chicago. So you ever come into the States and, you know, you're in Chicago, hit me up.
I definitely will. Thank you for having me. I'll definitely be following back, and we'll definitely be in touch. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right, man. Until next time, we out. One.
We out later.